Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lawrence J. King, your host of Book Talk Radio in the house. And today is a privilege to have with us B. Allen Bourgeois, author extraordinaire and a very business-minded individual. We had a little snafu going into this, some technical difficulties, but I think we're now back on track. So without further ado, let's bring him onto our show and talk to him about his life and his books and his business. So here we go. Welcome to Book Talk Radio, Allen Bourgeois. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lawrence. Thanks for having me on.
Great. I was looking for you, but I didn't see you. Now I just now saw you. I guess you got my message over LinkedIn then.
Yeah, I was on Facebook, okay. And then I saw that. So we're good. We're here.
We're here. We're doing this. So tell us, you got 10 published books out there and things. Tell us, how did this all begin for you, and how did you get to where you are now?
Well, like many people, when I was a youngster, I felt like in writing books and things like that. But like in my age group, being a boomer, we were told, no, you got to put all that stuff away and concentrate on your education and stuff. So I did. And in 1989, I was challenged to write a short story, was able to do so, and it won the competition, got published, reignited my desire to write. And since then, I've written over 30 short stories, 10 books, and lots of articles.
Wow. I was reading up somewhere that you... your first article was a newspaper clipping or something from a prison?
Correct.
And how did you get that lined up?
Well, that was the challenge. Due to, being young and stupid, you do dumb things. So it wanted me up in prison. And I was challenged in that time period to write a story. And like I said, I did write it. It was a short story. It was called $200 Allen, and it won the local competition and got published in the community paper.
Nice. So, moving into current day, why are you, and what exactly is an author advocate?
So, there's lots of people out there that will teach authors how to write and how to market the books and stuff like that, all for the glory of being greedy and earning money. An author advocate is more focused on helping the author to succeed more than they are about earning their big bucks. In other words, we don't overcharge. We consider what's going on with that particular author and guide them accordingly to help make sure that they spend their money the best way possible. They don't have to buy $500 programs that, really you can learn from other people for a couple hundred that are even better than the $500 programs and stuff. That's part of it. But we also look at the overall aspect of the community. How can we help increase the readership, starting with kids all the way up, and then also focus in on what kind of activities can we create that merges both the authors and the readers together so that they have a more enjoyable experience and both parties win by learning about new books and finding new readers and stuff. So it's a combination of things.
I understand. Yeah, we're talking to B. Allen Bourgeois. We're talking about his two books currently, 100 plus questions a writer/author should ask and Author's Revolution. So, Allen, how did you get started as an author advocate?
When I got my first book published in 2006, that kind of launched me into the aspect of learning to be a publisher and helping other authors that were like me, didn't have a whole lot of money, and you know, we're running into obstacles left and right and stuff. So as a publisher, I got 60 books published for people around the world in a 5-year period. And as I was doing that, I was realizing how important the marketing aspect was and how costly it is and how competitive it is compared to the big four. And, you know, small authors, small presses, even medium and large presses always have problems competing against the big four and stuff. So I was looking at ways of how can I best help authors and the growing market of indie authors that was existing at that time. And so from that, I became a author advocate slash educator, helping authors learn how to better market and sell themselves. And I created an organization called Texas Association of Authors, which is now called the Author School of Business. Over the last 12 years, we've grown to be an international organization helping authors around the world.
Amazing. Tell us about your new book, 100 Plus Questions a Writer / Author Should Ask.
Yeah, so after 13 years of helping authors, I've gotten a lot of questions. A lot of them were repetitive and stuff. And so I thought, you know, I'm kind of curious. Is there not a book already out there with this? And I did a lot of research, and I did not find one book that had a lot of questions authors are asking and stuff, especially in the changing world of publishing, because it's changing yearly. Every year something new is going on. So I went ahead and pulled all the questions together that I could think of, and you know, from the ones that were asked, the ones that I would want to ask, and created 115 questions just for the book alone, and just went, sat down and answered each and every one to the best of my ability, as clear and crisp as I possibly could be. I'm trying to keep out, you know, the emotional aspect, which is hard at times being an author, but just try to keep it as clean and clear as I possibly could so that an author could pick it up, address all their questions, and hopefully get all the right answers and succeed properly.
Absolutely, because that's what it's all about. So do you have any, like, questions off the top of your head that, that the authors continuously sent you, like a couple of those things?
Well, of course. One of them is right off the bat, what is POD, print on demand, and how does that work and stuff? So we address both of those issues. And we also address the issue of the monopoly aspect of POD. But currently, one of the bigger questions I'm starting to get right now, and I've even addressed with our school, is the fact of NFTs and how they work, but then also about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it's going to change the writing world and publishing world. So we've addressed those in the book as well. So there's, yeah, I mean, the basics of, for a writer, what legally am I allowed to include in my book from written by somebody else? How do I give them proper credit? Do I give them proper credit? What kind of usage of a person's real name can I use, you know, alive versus dead and stuff like this? Then, of course, the publishing aspect. You know, do you need an agent? When do you need an agent? How do you get an agent? How do you do book cover? You know, what's the value of a book cover? What do you put on the back of the book? I mean, you can see there's just tons and tons of questions.
Sure. Sounds like you have done it well then, and people will want to get this because they want to get in to know, because a lot of them are just starting and they don't know any which way to go. I myself, like you, I'm also a 10-time published author, and I know about those trials and tribulations and up and down moments and high points and low points. And But I understand that when someone buys a copy of your book, there's a special discount in it. Please explain about that.
Sure. Inside each of the books, and just to let your viewers know, we have actually three different cover designs. One cover is specifically for ebooks that you can find on OverDrive, EPUB versions. There's like 20 different EPUB versions. Then we also have a print that is strictly for Amazon, and then we also have a print cover that's specifically for when I'm out doing speaking engagements that people can purchase from me. It's a limited edition cover. But in all of them, we have a paragraph that indicates how they can access the Author School of Business and get 1 month free service, a subscription. And if they like it, then they continue on with the subscription. But in that subscription, they get access to 45 videos on how to do different things related to marketing and publishing and how to create an audiobook and all bunch of stuff, plus all of our blogs, all of our articles, all of our marketing tools and materials. I mean, just, we're the only organization that does what we do to the detail that we do. And we've been doing it for 12 years. And we've been successful at it, helping hundreds of authors succeed. So it's a good organization to try out. And, you know, for buying an ebook at $9.95 or the paper at $19.95, you get 1 month free, which is a $13 value. So it's well worth the investment for both aspects.
Absolutely. So why did you do three covers of the book?
Well, it's a good marketing tool. One, we're using all three covers in our NFT collection, so people can choose to purchase all three or one of them. They're all limited editions. But then also it makes the covers a lot more fun and entertaining for people, whether they get the ebook, which is one cover, as I said, or go to Amazon, get a whole different cover, or, you know, they see me and they get a third, a limited edition cover. So limited editions is something that a lot of authors don't even understand and work with, and we do cover that in the book. But it's a great tool to help build your readership and to, you know, have a higher value of what you put out there in the marketing world.
I see. What is the Author's Revolution workbook about?
So a few years ago, I created a workbook that has a lot of detailed information to help authors better understand the cost of being a published author. For example, we have several pages in there of a spreadsheet that outlines pretty much all the major aspects of what it means being a published author. How much is your book cover costing you to get designed? How much is your office space, the phone expenses? How much do you pay for book contests? How much are you paying for festivals? The type of paper you're printing? How much is your books costing to print? How are you printing them? You know, it's an aspect as well. But, you know, the spreadsheet spreads it out so you can see how many books you actually have to sell to start making a profit. And so that's a good tool that a lot of authors don't use. So we included that in there, but we also have a lot of other things in there. Where to get reviews, what good reviews are out there, companies to stay away from, where to get good book festivals, how to sign up for book reviews like Book Life. We have a coupon in there that helps them save money on that and stuff. So we have coupons in there for a variety of things. We talk about the aspect of how to do pre-order, and we do that in detail. So there's a lot of good, solid information to help them succeed as well. That is a great complement to the 100-plus question book. So we do cover that in there. But it's $12.95, I believe, on retail, and you get hundreds of dollars in savings, you know, if you use the services in there and stuff. So it pays for itself in that respect. But it's a good tool to have as you're going through the process and you're doing step-by-step of creating your book, getting it ready for publication, then going through the reviews, getting it ready for pre-orders, getting it ready, you know, for the printing, and on and on and on. So it's a fun, good tool that we've used for several years and had a lot of good compliments on.
I see. Yeah. So both of these books, they relate to the Author School of Business. What is the Author School of Business exactly?
So the School of Business is just that, a school where authors learn the business side of being a published author. I'm starting from square one. You've written your manuscript, now what do you do? So we go through that process. We have in there a blog that shows all four major points. And let me see if I can pull it up real quickly as we're talking. And it, you know, just pretty much lays out the four steps. So in that four steps, you know, like I said, you have the prep. You've got your manuscript. You've got to go through now, figure out what an editor is, how to do the proofreading, you know, who to find for the copyrights, the ISNI. That's a new number that a lot of people don't know about that can help them with their sales, not only related to the books, but anything else they make that may be related to the books, like plush toys, coloring pages, or something else that they're creative about, art or something. That ISNI ties all of that together to help an author, you know, earn their fair share. And then we go into step two, pre-launch. And then we go into step three, the launching of the book. And then we do step four, the follow-up. Because one thing most authors do not understand is that just writing the book and putting it up on Amazon does not guarantee success, nor is it the end of the journey. Marketing is 90% of the work for books because you're competing against a million other books being published that year. And if you're not marketing the book properly, you're not going to get the sales and you're going to get lost in the pile. So that's what we do. We're a school. We show you all the things that are related to it so that you are able to stay on top of the curve. Everything that's new coming out, like I said, the AI, we help talk about that. We educate people about that. NFTs, we educate authors on how that can be a whole new income for them, that they don't have to do anything once the book is, the original book cover is done. Then they can start making money from it for years and generations down the road.
Absolutely.
That was more than what you expected, wasn't
and,
it?
Yes. So, Alan, curious, where can people pick up what you're putting down? I mean, just plug all the information where people can buy your books and get in touch with you and all those things.
Sure. So the 100 Plus Question Books is now available for pre-order on Amazon and also in Drafted Digital ebook stores. It's available all the way up until March 1st when it goes for release. Then you can also go to the authorschoolofbusiness.com website where you can sign up as a, and learn to be a better author there. We have lots of things and lots of directions on how to do that and where to learn more information and stuff like that. The Author's Revolution Workbook is also available on Amazon in both ebook and paper, just like the 100 Plus is. So that's available there and in other places as well. Pretty much all your major bookstores will have it. The ARW version now and the 100 Plus Questions will be available March 1st for general sales.
Great. I've been told that you have a lot of programs and events as part of the school. So please explain what they are on ASB Showcase, for example.
Sure. So we have the Author School of Business Authors Showcase, which is actually a podcast that we've been doing for over the last 5 years. We've done over 500 interviews of authors talking about their books and stuff. And so that's free to any author who wants to come in and sign up. They can go to the authorschoolofbusiness.com website under services, under pages. They can go to organizations we support, and ASB is there. We also have the Lone Star Festival we're a proud sponsor of. Then we also have the National Authors Day, and we are a sponsor of the Texas Authors Institute of History, which is the only museum of its kind. We're working with a new bookstore called B4R. And then we also have our Dear Indy program, which is Drop Everything and Read Indy, where we get books into Title I schools. But something that's coming up for next year is the 2024 Year of the Indy Authors. We're working on doing celebration throughout the year of 2024 to merge authors and readers together to help them celebrate the fact that they're indie authors. And that's something they should be proud of. You know, writing a book is not easy. And if you're out there and you're succeeding and being successful with what you've got out there, you should be happy about that. You should be promoting it and being ecstatic to be part of the community that's changing and growing and helping people grow. So those are just a few things that we do.
Yeah, I understand. I remember my first book, I was just exhilarated and ecstatic and excited, and things just worked like amazing. And now the 10th book, and I don't know, it's just every book is a high point. And but, you know, I'm not as motivated as I used to be for some reason. It's just like, another book, even though they're highly interesting and full of information, valuable things. But for some reason, I've hit a writer's slump, if you will. Or so how would you suggest that a person gets ignites their passion once more, and they get excited about writing? And
there's a couple different ways. First off, take a break. Don't worry about writing anything for a while. Just enjoy life as much as you can, you know, for a period of 6 months or a year. You know, we all go through that period where we kind of feel, And we just need to be energized. We just need the universe and God to come back to us and say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to kind of change you in your direction that you're going. So take a break and just relax. And another thing to do is do book festivals. Get out there. You're going to be exhausted at the end of these festivals. But if you're out there and you're talking to people and they get excited about your book, that re-energizes you more than anything else because you know you're doing something. If you get people interested in what you have to offer, you know it's worth it. And yeah, the rejection can be pretty high at times, but it's those yeses that keep you going. When we were dealing with COVID, I was going through the same thing about my organization. It's like, okay, we can't do all these things that we do in the public anymore, so now what do we do? And it was because of the members that were coming back and saying, hey, we really need this. We need to figure out new ways of doing it. Keep it going. Don't stop. You know, that helped energize me and kept me moving forward. It was tough. It was the toughest 3 years we've gone through. But we've come out of it, and we're better for it. And it's the same with the writer. Take some time off if you need to. Relax. Just enjoy life. And then, you know, when you're ready, you'll be ready with a new idea and something exciting that'll make you happy again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really get excited when I am out there and, do my autographing and things. That's ching in my pocket. So I get excited when that happens. And what is the high point in your career of doing this? What would you say would be a major high point, whether it be a book signing event, a trip to England or, you know, surrounding your books, that is?
Well, for my books specifically, when I've won awards, I've won at least a dozen short story awards, competitions. I've won one best book award, but I've also won a best speaker award that really surprised me and stuff. So I was, you know, when you get those accolades from your fellow writers, and people you work with and stuff, that really is something important. And it's a great boost to your ego, of course, but it also humbles you at some point too, because you understand that you're working with people that are of your quality, and some that are even more better than you, that recognize that, hey, you're doing something right, keep going at it and stuff. So yeah, I would say those were the things that got me the highest. It's the biggest pleasure out of it. But I'll be honest with you, when I get an email from somebody saying, because of what you taught me in this class or what we did here, I'm able to do this now. For an example, somebody got won a screenwriting competition because we had pushed them to go in that direction with their book that they had published, something they would never have thought of doing. We had another person try a short story, you know, because of their book and stuff. So when we get those emails specifically directed to me, that is really good. That helps me understand, again, what I'm doing is right.
You're on the right path, of course. So I understand that your annual event, the author's marketing event, is back for 2023. Please explain what this event is and why it is valuable for authors.
Sure. One thing authors love is to be able to socialize with fellow authors and learn from each other and stuff. Sometimes that's really good. Sometimes that's really bad. Depends on the information being shared. But in 2016, at one of our book contest award events, we decided to add some classes to it, and it was really a lot of fun, and people were really excited to be able to come in for the banquet, but also come in for personal learning, you know, for a weekend and stuff. So ever since 2016, we've been doing an annual event. It's called the Authors Marketing Event, where we hold at a hotel a convention, basically, of authors. Come in, learn from professionals how to do better marketing, how to, you know, make videos, how to do audiobooks, how to write press releases. I mean, a whole bunch of different things. This year we'll be really going into the NFT and the AI world, because that is such an important thing for authors right now. But we have a lot of things. Usually we end up with about 24 different classes over the weekend, and it's so overwhelming that, you know, every year we have authors come to us and say, my mind's jello after this. And so we definitely put the videos up there for them to go back over the year and to watch them and to learn from it. And it's something else we do is we actually certify every year authors that do 10 classes or more, and they pass, you know, basic exam, and then they're certified for author marketing. And we're the only organization that does that. And that's a little badge, you can say, of honor, saying, you know, I'm committed to being successful in my career, and so I've gone and I've learned from these people, and I've learned to be better at my craft, whether it be writing and or marketing. But it's just one of those little additional things that we do. So far, only about 75 authors have completed it over the years. And we ask them, you know, to renew every year, and they can do it through watching the videos or being in person and stuff. And so it's a good way for them to continue their education, but it's also a good way to let the publishers, the agents know that you're serious, you know, as an author and stuff, because we've seen more of our authors who have been certified get publishing contracts versus those that are not certified. So that's important.
I understand. Very valuable. So explain a little more about the 2024 Year of the Indie Authors and how can people get involved with that.
So they can go to indieauthors24.com. It'll take them to a temporary page that we have set up where they can also register to get on the email list. And as we are developing the different types of things, for example, one of the things we're trying to do is create walkabouts. So in different cities, authors that have written books about their city or their locations, for example, I'm going to use Austin because I'm based here in Austin. We have a lot of authors who have written books about things in downtown Austin. So we've actually mapped out a 2-mile walk, and we're stationing authors at those locations that they've written about in their books. It could be a thriller, it could be a nonfiction, it could be historical, anything. And so that people can walk that 2-mile walk on a particular weekend and meet the authors, learn about their books, purchase the books if they want to, and just have fun getting out there in the public. So it's a win-win for both the authors and for the readers to discover new people and new ways that they never thought of and discover something historical about their city that they never knew about as well.
I understand. So in your expert opinion, what would be the best way to go about marketing your books or your book once it's published?
There's never the right way. It all depends on what the book is about and what type of readers you're looking for. For example, you know, everybody says do social media. Well, you've got to do social media correctly if you're going to do it. So you've got to consider who's your audience. You know, let's do steampunk fiction, for example. That's a very niche type of genre. So you're not going to be getting all of the people that may be in Facebook for that. They may be more of the clientele for Instagram or TikTok. So you've got to focus your marketing that way. The type of readers you really need to understand for each and every one of your genres and stuff. Romance writers have a different type of reader than steampunk. And clearly different than nonfiction. So there's no one specific way to say this will work for everybody. And when I see those ads from the marketing people that say, here's a guaranteed way to get 5,000 sales, you know, it just drives me nuts because 1% of the writing world will get to that $1 million sales and stuff like that, or the 50,000 book sales and stuff. That's 1% out of 1 million. And so everybody else who spends all that money gets disappointed, gets frustrated, and a lot of times they will end up not continuing writing because they're frustrated with the marketing. And that ends up hurting everybody in the long run because good stories are not being told because they've gotten frustrated and stuff. So that's another thing we don't do. We don't ever guarantee this will work for you and you and you and you and you because it won't. Every author has a different type of niche that works for their book. And some authors like myself, I have 10 books, but I have 4 different genres that I write in. So one will not work for one genre and work for the others. Similarities will be the same, but they will not be exactly the same. And I'm sure that was not the answer you wanted to hear, but I'm being honest about it. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm myself believe there's no catch-all, be-all way to market, and there is no incorrect way to market. Specifically, when you market, then generally results will happen. If you don't market, then you're not going to – it's not falling out the sky, in other words.
Exactly. You have to be out there marketing something. And the idea, of course, is to market the best possible way you can. But if you don't know how to do it, you're not going to be doing it. And that's, again, what we do. You know, and with all the changes that are coming in with the AI, both the graphics and the, how to do videos and press releasing and writing and on and on and on, again, you know, it's so many changes so often that people are actually getting confused and frustrated. I get it. I constantly am learning new things that wears me out at times. But that's why we're here. We're here to make it. We go through, we test things out, we work on it, we try to figure it out, and then we come back to you and say, okay, this is what we are seeing. This is how we are seeing it that works best. And here are some guidelines. Here are some pitfalls. You know, work with this accordingly and stuff. So,
yes.
We don't
For example, in my mind, there's basically if you got a lot of foot traffic, you're going to be able to prosper. It's been my experience.
Mm-hmm. And that foot traffic could be through the social media, could be through doing book festivals. It could be hand, you know, out there shaking hands and stuff. You know, a lot of people don't know they can use their ebook as a business card. It's one of those little things that people don't realize. There's so many different things that they can be doing that works better for one person than another, but there are so many different things out there. You just got to say, okay, let's figure it out, and this is the personality I am, and this is what I like to do. So those things are going to relate to me versus someone who's more of an introvert would rather push it out to, and let somebody else handle it and stuff. But it, no matter who you are or what you are, we're here to help guide you accordingly.
Absolutely. So what are some of your goals for 2023 and beyond?
2023 for us is an interesting thing. Of course, we want to do as much as we can to make 2024 the year of the indie author a great success for all the authors out there. So that's something that's going to take a lot of time, especially in the last half of the year. But one of the goals we are working on is actually to build, to purchase a property that will be a combination hotel, museum, bookstore, audio and video studio to do podcasts and, recordings and stuff. And a training center, and a place where they can come and spend a couple weeks to write and to have one-on-one sessions with our different teachers and stuff like that. So that's a long-term goal, but ideally I'd love to have that happen this year. I probably would need to win the lottery jackpot for that, but you never know. So those are a couple of the major goals for us. And, of course, we want to get back to the Authors Marketing event in September here in Austin. We want that to be a lot of fun and successful. Every year I look forward to doing that. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun for the authors, and it's really exciting.
Absolutely exciting. So, Alan, people want to know, what does the B stand for in your name?
You know, as a writer of mysteries and thrillers, I can't do that. That's part of the mystery of who I am. So it's, yeah.
Nice. Just another way of saying you'd like to know and buy my books, and you might find out. Yeah. And speaking of that, plug it one more time where people can get your books and get in sync with your school and all the amazing things that you got going on out there.
Sure. So for the Indie Authors event 2024, the website is IndieAuthors24.com. They can also go to the authorschoolofbusiness.com website which also connects them to all the other programs that we have on there through the web, the different pages and stuff like that. The books, Authors Revolution Workbook, is available everywhere right now, both in ebook and paperback. And then 100 Plus Questions is available now for pre-sale on Amazon, but will be available everywhere to purchase March 1st.
Awesome. Yeah, so we're talking live to B. Alan Bourgeois, author extraordinaire. He has about 10 books on the market, and he also has a school, an author school, and it sounds like it's amazing. So, I want to put my stuff on your board there, and so we'll have to catch up later and figure out how to do that. Could be a win-win for all of us. And other than that, were you based out of Texas or New York? Or
we are in Austin, Texas. And you brought up something, so I want to real quickly touch upon that. We definitely support other organizations and businesses and stuff. We have on our website a directory of services. So there is a list of over 100 different individuals and companies that are everything related to getting your book published, editors, graphic artists, how to do videos, podcasts, groups, a whole bunch of different things. So that is definitely something we do put out there and share that information with. So we'd love to have your information on there as well, and we will touch base on that. But, yes, we are based in Austin, Texas.
Awesome. So you have basically a lot of people up there on your page that are in the know about how to get it done from start to finish and keep on getting it done.
Yeah,
awesome.
Both in the directory and in our video section, we have it all.
Nice. So what are your other titles, Alan?
Of course, I wasn't prepared for that, so I'm trying to blank. I have two very adult books, two spiritual thrillers and two regular thrillers, a children's book, and the how-to, of course, and those two. So, yeah, that's it. You can find them on Amazon when you click on 100 Plus. It should have the author's page connection, which shows you all the other books that I do. And something else real quickly, if I can, we talked about different things about marketing and stuff, and out of the limited edition cover that I did for 100 Plus, I ended up creating a clothing line for a minority group because of the cover and what it represented and stuff like that. So when people are working on their books, they should always be thinking of other ways to expand the horizon. Children's books is a perfect example of having coloring sheets from the pages and stuff, plush toys and things. But you never know what else can come from a thriller, from a fictional story of some sort, or even nonfiction. So just don't stop at the book. There's other things that can be done as well. Be open to the creative concept. You never know. And that's something we discuss in the school as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets confusing when you publish a lot of books. I'm the same way. It's like, what's that, that title of, I forgot it. It really gets confusing once you reach 9 or 10 books.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not out of ideas and out of my creativeness yet. But I just, I think I need to take a little break on it and focus more on benefiting others through my radio shows and things of that nature. So that's just me talking. And yes. So is there anything else, Alan, that you'd like to plug or talk about? I'm stretching the envelope here a little bit because we had a little blooper start, and I'm compensating that on the back end.
Not a problem. I appreciate anything? That. One thing I encourage authors to do is don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, there are so many different programs and opportunities out there to help you market your book that are cost-effective or free. And a good example is the Indie Authors event, 2024 Year of the Indie Authors. A lot of those events are going to be free for both the readers and the authors, and they're great ways of getting out there and letting people know you exist. This year, I think it's up to 1.4 million books are going to be published. Can you imagine how many books that is? I mean, how that's just mind-boggling. And your one book is competing against that. So you've got to be on your game to be able to do that. So don't say no to free opportunities. Don't say no to, you know, learning your craft better as far as marketing goes, because it really does make a difference. It really does. I'm using my newest book as a perfect example of teaching others how to get out there and to share it. We're testing a lot of new programs that are out there to make sure that they're good. And we'll let the authors know, hey, stay away from this program. It's a piece of crap, or they're ripping you off or whatever. You know, we're here to help as much as we possibly can, but we want to encourage authors to take advantage of other programs and just enjoy doing it, because it can be a lot of fun. You never know who you're going to meet during the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've met a lot of cool people during my book signing events and things of that nature. And it's true. Yeah, if you're out there, you're putting it out there in the universe, then chances are it's going to come back to you in wonderful ways. And who knows? You might even get a movie deal or something out of it. Who knows?
Yep.
But
you're very accurate in that description, because it has happened.
Yeah, it's just about being in the right place at the right time. A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there we have it. But yeah, I marketed my books at a gas station. I made $5,000, and I couldn't believe it, but it happened. And
yeah.
So it's all about getting out there.
Yeah, we've worked with two different grocery stores here in the state of Texas, Kroger's and HEB. Doing events to get the authors out there to, again, you know, have an opportunity to sell their books and stuff. Yeah, the grocery stores take 30%, but it's better than nothing. I mean, that's another opportunity that if you're out there promoting your book in a different setting, a different way, again, you never know who you're going to meet and you never know what's going to happen. We've had many authors do that, those things, and they've met people, like I said, for a movie deal. For talking engagements, a whole bunch of different things. So it's all about being out there and doing it.
Absolutely. So, Alan, it's been a privilege and an honor to speak to you today, my friend.
Well, I appreciate
it. And we will have you back. We will definitely want you back if you're willing to come back.
I would love to, and thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Amazing, amazing. So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, get out there and get your copy of his books. You'll be glad you did, because this guy's in the know. He's not only in the know, he'll show you how to get it done from A to Z. And with that being said, hey, Alan, I'm going to sign off, and we'll get back in touch with each other.
Sounds great. You have a good day.
All right, you do the same. Thank you. This has been Lawrence J. King, the host of Book Talk Radio, in the house with B. Alan Bourgeois. This man's got it going on. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to keep on doing it, because he's good like that. Anyway, I'm out of here. So this is Lawrence J. King, the host of Book Talk Radio, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Tune in next time when you hear me say Book Talk Radio.